This is Radio Nepal. I'm Deependra Silwal with the news. Top stories of the hour first. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli to undergo kidney transplant on coming Wednesday. Main opposition party leader and Nepali Congress President Seth Bahadur Deuba demands government to inform Parliament about coronavirus prevention preparedness. House of Representatives holds deliberation on proposal of public importance for eliminating social malpractices and social evils, and South Korea urges citizens to stay indoors, warning of coronavirus spread as a critical moment. Now news in detail. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli is to get hospitalized tomorrow to undergo a kidney transplant. After the party's secretariat meeting held at Prime Minister's official residence in Balwatar today, Nepal Communist Party spokesperson Naren Kazi stressed and quoted the Prime Minister that the Prime Minister will be hospitalized tomorrow for kidney transplant. The Prime Minister briefed the meeting about the plan for his kidney transplantation at the Maharajganj Best Mohan Cardiothoracic Vascular and Transplant Center on coming Wednesday. The meeting of the House of Representatives has accepted the Federal, Provincial and Local Level Interrelation Management Bill 2076 BS484 for the discussion. The bill presented earlier had not been accepted by the House meeting due to lack of quorum. Today also, due to lack of quorum, the meeting was adjourned until tomorrow. The meeting was adjourned after the Nepali Congress lawmaker Prakash Rasaili Snehi objected the proposal when House Speaker Agniprasad Sapkota presented Nepal Rashtra Bank Third Amendment Bill 2076 BS for the acceptance for the discussion in the House. Today only 54 lawmakers were present in the House, whereas the presence of 69 lawmakers is mandatory for approval of any proposal in the House meeting. Earlier, speaking in the House meeting, President of the main opposition party, Nepali Congress, Seth Bahadur Deuba, refuted his involvement in leasing land belonging to Nepal Trust. Nepali Congress President Deuba blamed the government of mentioning his name in the white paper released by the Nepal Trust office based on political prejudice. He argued that no decision was made to provide Nepal Trust land in lease during his premiership. Blaming the government of its involvement in corruption in course of providing land for Nepal Trust, Colonel Rishos, and expansion of 4G service, the Nepali Congress president said the government should give answer in the parliament in these issues. Accusing of large-scale financial irregularities in the security print procurement, the former Prime Minister short the Prime Minister's reply in regard with the alleged involvement of the then-government spokesperson and Minister for Communications and Information Technology in the audio tape scandal. Nepali Congress President Deuba questioned that the audio says we and who does that we include. The main opposition party leader also urged the government to take high alert in the aftermath of the spread of deadly coronavirus in over 50 countries in the world and the identification of Nepal as one of the worst vulnerable zones in terms of virus infection by the World Health Organization. He also asked the government to inform the House about coronavirus prevention preparedness. Similarly, Socialist Party lawmaker Sarita Giri accused the government of trying to increase the market price by imposing more tax on petroleum product in the name of infrastructure development tax. She was of the view of taking any decision on the matter only after going through all party discussion and demanded the government withdraw the decision. Today itself, the House meeting dwelt on the proposal of public importance calling for launching a special campaign for eliminating social malpractices of mistreatment in the name of witchcraft and dowry along with the crimes like acid attack. The proposal forwarded by Nepal Communist Party lawmaker Binda Pandey was seconded by lawmakers Navaraj Silwal, Kalyani Kharka and Sarita Kumari Giri. Presenting the proposal, lawmaker Pandey said the proposal was presented in the House urging the government to launch a special campaign to end all forms of social malpractices. Taking part in the discussion, the lawmakers claimed that the law enforcement should be effective for ending any form of malpractices. Likewise, former Minister Thammamaya Thapa urged the government to form a mechanism in all three levels of the government for the long-term solution of the problems. Answering the question raised during the discussion on the proposal, Women, Children and Senior Citizen Minister Parbat Gurung said the proposed program is crucial one to end all form of social evils and lead the country towards prosperity. He also said the government is mulling over formulating a special program and work plan in all provincial and local levels for ending all forms of social evils. Deputy Prime Minister and Defence Minister Iswar Pokhrel has said the first 2 years of the incumbent government were the foundation year for development and results will start to appear from the third year. At a programme organised on the occasion of the second anniversary of the International Network for Nepali Journalists in Kathmandu today, Deputy Prime Minister Pokhrel said the development results will be gradually seen as not only the government but also the political change has taken place in Nepal. He asked the media person to disseminate news in favour of country and people following democratic norms, values and process. Deputy Prime Minister Pokhrel also called on all to be united for fulfilling the national goal of prosperous Nepal and happy Nepalese. This news comes to you from Read Nepal. Now it's time for a short break.
Khushi kasari khushi huncha jab bane chaina koi afno bhandai ma afno huna samparkama basya khai samparka ka lagi baliyo adha नेपाल टेलिकम हो राष्ट्र कै संचार संपर्क को आधा राष्ट्र को संचार नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्र को संचार
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्र को संचार.
Welcome back. Now the remaining news. Home Minister Ram Bahadur Thapa has claimed that the government has been working for the prosperity of the country and building a sustainable federal system. Inaugurating the newly constructed district administration office building in Parbat district today, Home Minister Thapa said prosperity and development is not possible shuns peace and stability. Thus, the government is ushering the country in the path of development with integration development vision, solving all existing problems. Home Minister Thapa also reiterated the commitment of protecting the country from any foreign encroachment, saying the government has been actively working to bring back all encroached land of the country. Also speaking on the occasion, Home Secretary Maheswar Neupane urged concerned bodies to complete the construction of Mead Hill Highway, Kali Gandagi Corridor and other National Pride projects. Minister for Federal Affairs and General Administration Hriday Tripathi has said the federal system gets bolstered by the successful implementation of the constitution. Speaking at a literary program organized in the capital today, Minister Tripathi said Nepal's constitution is special, inclusive and unique. State Minister for Urban Development Rambir Mananda has said that works have been highly prioritized by the management for the management of waste in the Kathmandu Valley. Speaking at the press meet organized at the Urban Development Ministry today on the occasion of completion of 100 days at his office, State Minister Mananda said landfill site will be constructed at Bansari Dada bordering Nuakot and Thading for the long-term management of waste produced in the Kathmandu Valley. This news comes to you from Read Nepal. Now on some international updates. South Korea has urged citizens to stay indoors as it warned of the critical moment in its battle against the coronavirus. It urged the people after recording the biggest daily jump in infection with 830 new cases, taking the tally to 3,150 with 17 new deaths. Seoul is grappling with the largest outbreak of the virus outside China. Meanwhile, the National Health Commission in China reported at least 47 new deaths, bringing to 2,835 fatalities nationwide among 79,251 confirmed cases. Thailand has become the latest country to report its first death from coronavirus as the outbreak continues to spread around the world with more than 86,000 people infected. The Syrian government has closed the airspace over northwest Idlib amid conflicting reports of a plane being shot down over the region. Turkey's state-run Anadolu agency said a Syrian regime plane was shot down over Idlib today. But the claim has been promptly denied by Syrian Arab news agency. Now, general weather forecast for the country for tonight. According to the Meteorological Forecasting Division, the weather will be generally cloudy in the western region and partly cloudy in the rest of the country. Brief rain or thundershower is likely to occur at a few places of the western region. There are also chances of light snowfall at a few places of the western high mountainous region. We have almost come to the end of news from Read Nepal for this hour. Before wrap up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Prime Minister K.P. Sarma Oli to undergo kidney transplant on coming Wednesday. Main opposition party leader and Nepali Congress President Sir Bahadur Deoba demands government to inform parliament about coronavirus prevention preparedness. House of Representatives holds deliberation on proposal of public importance for eliminating social malpractices and social evils. And South Korea urges citizens to stay indoors, warning of coronavirus spread as a critical moment. That's the end of the news from Read Nepal for this hour. Please also log on to our website www.onlinereadnepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Our next English bulletin is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.
A special weather bulletin for mountaineering expedition teams.
Welcome to this special weather bulletin. General weather. It will be generally cloudy with chances of light snowfall in all three regions of the country. Now in direction, wind speed and temperatures in the western region at different altitudes. At 3000 meters, 220 degrees, 5 knots and 2 degrees Celsius. At 5500 meters, 200 degrees, 10 knots and minus 18 degrees Celsius. At 7,000 meters, 220 degrees, 15 knots and minus 31 degrees Celsius. At 9,000 meters, 280 degrees, 60 knots and minus 43 degrees Celsius. Similarly, wind direction, wind speed and temperatures in the central region at different altitude. At 3,000 meters, 200 degrees, 10 knots and 4 degrees Celsius. At 5,500 meters, 200 degrees, 15 knots and minus 16 degrees Celsius. At 7,000 meters, 220 degrees, 25 knots and minus 28 degrees Celsius. At 9,000 meters, 260 degrees, 55 knots and minus 45 degrees Celsius. Likewise, wind direction, wind speed and temperatures in the eastern region at different altitude. At 3,000 meters, 250 degrees, 15 knots and 6 degrees Celsius. At 5,500 meters, 250 degrees, 20 knots and minus 14 degrees Celsius. At 7,000 meters, 220 degrees, 25 knots and minus 30 degrees Celsius. At 9,000 meters, 290 degrees, 50 knots and minus 45 degrees Celsius. That's the end of this special weather bulletin from Radio Nepal.